until you recognize you had a problem that Jesus can fix. I'm amazed how many people come to church. They came defeated and they went home defeated. Because they've never been through the MOR to say, Lord, fix it for me. One of my Deacon Brown singers sang one day, he said, is there anybody need a fixing? And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost exposed me to myself. He said, I know you're the pastor. I know everybody think you are all that. Plus more. He said, but you need a fixing. And I rest to the altar and humbled myself. And the Lord delivered me. You have a choice. You can choose to go back like you came. You can stay dignified, sophisticated. But I can hear the voice of that old deacon again singing the same song.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Ooh, tangled up.
Tangled up.
He's all.
He's all.
Sopranos again.
Far and wide, try trying to find a love like yours. But in my searching, I've discovered that you are the only true love. Said I.
That's all right.
Ooh, tired of your sign. Jesus.
Jesus,
he's all.
He's all I.
Let me do that again. Lord, I've searched far and wide, trying to find a love like yours. In my searching, I discovered that you were the only true love. Said I, said I. Tired of your sign. Tangled up, yes I am. He's all. He's all that I need. Woo. And I want you to know that he's all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All. Oh, 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 yes, he is. Take your time. He's all.
Chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, I want you to read. It says, the same day went Jesus out of the house. Watch what he did. He sat by the seaside. And great multitudes gathered together unto him. Now, many were gathering to Jesus for various reasons. Many gathered to Jesus because Jesus was healing the sick, raising the dead, and giving the blind sight. But yet there were some who were actually seeking the word. Watch this. So that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Watch this. And he spake many things unto them in parables. The word parable in Greek is two words. It's para and abba. Para and abba means to throw, and abba means alongside. Para means to throw, and bala means to alongside, which means that Christ is throwing at something at you alongside your belief. That's what para and bala means. It means that Christ is throwing at something at you alongside what you as a believer believe. Are you with me? He's saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. He says, and when he sowed some seeds, somebody says seeds.
Seeds.
The seeds is the word. And when he sowed, the sower, here we are, the sower is the Lord. He sowed the word. Some fell by the wayside, and the fowls, which was demons or spirits, came and devoured them up. Next verse. Some fell upon stony places. That's a hard heart. That's a person that's just hunkered down. He says, and upon stony places where they had not much earth, they're emotional. He says, and spring forth, they spring up because they had no depthness of root. Next verse. He says, and when the sun was come up, They were scorched, and because they had no root, they did what? The seeds, the word of God, it withered away. We'll find out what that means later. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up and choked them. We got some watermelons out there that we planted. The watermelons has only gotten so big. And the reason why they've only gotten so big is because there's a lot of weeds around it. And the weeds around it are choking the life out of the watermelon, and it won't grow. You'll see what that means to you in a minute. He says, but others fell into, this is where you ought to shout, fell into good ground and brought forth some fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Now, drop down to verse 18, because they asked Jesus they said, Jesus, listen, we need you to explain the mysteries of the parable. And Jesus is going to tell them, I spoke to some of them in parable because I threw it at them, but they didn't believe, so it wasn't alongside their beliefs. Parabola. See, if you don't believe, Jesus threw it out there, but if you don't believe, it wasn't alongside what you believe. In other words, what he was saying was not on your agenda. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the what? The wicked one will come. You need to know today that the devil is real. There are some folk that come to church Sunday after Sunday and still don't believe that the devil is real. Just because I don't see him, it doesn't mean that he's not for real. You see him all of the times in his works. You see him in the things that he does. You see him in the thoughts that he put on your mind. You see him in the things, in the way that he manipulates the law, or manipulates the Congress, or manipulates someone, or manipulates things in order for him to be able to get the benefit. That's the wicked one. See, the thing about it is, the thing about God and the thing about the devil is, God is omnipresent and omnipotent. In other words, God can be all places at the same time. Satan have to get demons because he can't be in the same place at the same time. And so that's why he have the fowls, which is demons that work with him and for him, and he works through. Somebody say amen. And catch it, with the word catch it there in Greek means to snatch. That's what the word catch. He comes along when the word is being, he comes along and snatches it, which means that he takes it away fast. The word means immediately. He comes along and immediately gets it. You remember, I always tell you, after you meet Jesus, the very next person you're going to meet is the devil. Right after you leave church, there's some kind of way that he's going to come along and try to. See, he don't want that word that you've gotten at church to get in you. Watch this. He says, and take it away, that which was sown in his heart. This is which received the seed by the wayside. He says, watch this. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and immediately or anon, he says, with joy receiveth. Are you with me yet? He says, receive it, yet had he not no root. In other words, it hadn't got in him or her. They hear it. They're emotional about it. It makes them happy. They shout. They say amen. But yet, it because of persecution, when trials, when tribulations, when you have to have friends that you really got to break away from, or when you got to tell them the truth and you're afraid to tell them the truth because that's going to separate y'all, then when trials and tribulations, because of the word, they become, that person becomes offended, and so therefore they become so weak until God can use them. Watch this. He says, he says, yet he that taketh no root in himself is offended. Go back to the next one. He says, he also that received the seed among the thorns is he that that heareth the word and the cares. What am I going to wear? Child, I got to buy the best shoes. I got to go get this Gucci bag. I got to get this suit. I got to get these things to make me feel good. I got to get these things to be noticed. I got to make sure that she noticed me or he noticed me. There's a certain car I got to go get. So we get in the crazy debt. Certain houses, certain neighborhood that we got to get in. It's a certain club. It's a certain little fraternity that we got to get in. The cares of this world. Too many people have the cares. They care about the things of themselves and not of God. I'm not going to do that over there. I'm not going to go over there because the people that I want to be around don't go over there. And so he says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word.
Never get into your business. Those of you who have started business, that are in business, never go into business to get rich. Go in it because you like it. And anything that a person likes to do, they're going to do it well. And it'll be good to get paid for something that you like doing. Watch this. He said, the riches of the word, and he becometh what? Unfruitful. Next verse. He says, but he that receives seed into the what? Is he that heareth the word and understands it or receives it, which also beareth what? Fruit. See, this is what God is looking for in you. God is looking for fruit. He's looking for you to possess. He's looking for you. He's looking for you to those fruit in Galatians chapter 5. He says, and bring it forth 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. I want to talk to you today about the sower, the seed, and the ground. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk to you today about the sower, the seed, and the ground. Now, here you're going to discover that Jesus comes along. He talks to them a lot about or in parables. Parables tease the mind into an active thought. That's what a parable is. Jesus gives it. It teases the mind into an active thought. Here's what I learned this week. You don't interpret the parable interpret you. You don't interpret the parable really interprets you. It tells you who you are. That's why Jesus came along. Now, watch this. Jesus also told the parables so that the people that he told the parable to could relate to seeds and sowers. Of course, these probably was farmers, or these people was gardeners or minor gardeners. So they knew about planting. They knew about growing. And so what Jesus did was Jesus started to talk to them in parables. Now, also parables are there to hide from the unbeliever what the kingdom of God was about. See, the unbeliever will never get a parable. The unbeliever will never understand what Christ was saying. First of all, because what Christ is saying does not fit his menu. It's not what they believe. And so those that were following Christ for the wrong reason, what Christ was doing was speaking in these parables, was weeding them out. Now, I want to show you something about parables, because Jesus used the parables to talk about the kingdom. Notice in Matthew, he always calls, he never talks about heaven, or he never calls it the kingdom of God. It's because he didn't want to talk about, because these were Jews, and the Jews believed that the name of God was so precious until anybody couldn't just use it. And so Jesus said the kingdom of heaven. He would use the word the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom. See, the kingdom is precious. The kingdom is powerful. This is what you ought to be in the work for the building of the kingdom. This is why when Christ comes back, he's going to require of you your accountability. What did you do? What did you do to build the kingdom of God? This is why the Bible said, don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to get your pay. See, the kingdom, what did I do for the kingdom of God? The Bible also says, don't do your work as man-pleasers. You're going to get a case of the burnouts. You're going to become discouraged, disheartened, because if I try to please this man and I try to do what I can and all the work I do, if it's for him, it'll never be enough. It'll never satisfy him. But the Lord says that if you do what you do for me, then you will not become weary. You'll always keep God in mind. In other words, you're saying that my reward is going to come from the Lord. If you never give me a quarter, fine. I tell the church sometimes, listen, if you don't pay me, fine. I'm good with that. You know why? Because I'm working in the kingdom of God to get my reward. He can pay me a lot better than you can. See, Christ, God, can pay you a lot better than people can. When you do what you do, the old people had it right, thank you, ancestors, when they said, may the work I've done, see, your work should speak for you. And so Christ called it the kingdom. Church, listen, we've got to get serious about kingdom business. We've got to get very serious about what am I doing for the kingdom? What kind of building am I building for the kingdom of Christ? Then guess what happens? God starts to open doors that you could never imagine. God is not going to open doors for you for your self-gratification. So you can say, me, myself, I. God is not going to open doors for you. Now you have the ability to open some doors yourself, but the blessings, God is not going to open that up. Let me burst some bubbles here. Because a lot of times we think that if I keep doing this, then I'm going to get a pat on the back. I'm going to get accolades. I'm going to get somebody to say, you did real good. That's why sometimes in the church, a lot of people are misdirected. That's what I call it. They are just misdirected. Their direction is off. They are looking at man when they should be looking at Christ. They're trying to impress man. They misdirected. I'm trying to get, you know, so everybody can see that I did it. I got the ministry up to 100 children. I got the ministry up to 15, 20, 30 urshas. You know, I did. Notice that that's I. You're misdirected. Can we go to Christ one day and say, Jesus, I did it for you. Is it enough? How much more do you want me to do for you? Am I going the right way? Do you ever stop in your life and ask God, am I going the right way? Am I doing what you want me to do? Am I where you want me to be? Do we ask God these simple questions sometimes? Sometimes we go skip the dooly-dooling through life, and we think that we're right. And there are things that in our lives, it seems like we're going the right way, but it might not be God's way. Some of us keep going the same way we're going because we're comfortable. Y'all not going to like that. And comfortable is good. We don't want to go to God and talk to him and ask him, are we going the right way? Because he might just tell us something to take us out of our comfort zone. And so, in order for me not to get an answer from God that I don't like, I just won't ask. Watch this. Watch this. Parables. Jesus tells this parable because he's challenging the people. He's challenging you to go to another level. Watch. The sower, as we go on, is Christ. The sower is Christ himself. That's who comes along. That's who gave us the word. The sower comes along. And the sower has seed. The seed is the word of God. He's planting the word of God, and the ground is you. The seed is Christ. Somebody say Christ. The sower is Christ. Somebody say Christ. The seed is the word. Somebody say the word. And the ground is you. Somebody said the ground is me. What type of ground are you? What kind of ground are you? What kind of ground? Am I stony ground? Am I ground with a lot of thorns in it? Am I ground that when the seeds fall on it, immediately when I hear the word, I come to church, I hear the word, and when I hear the word, then immediately I let Satan come and take it away. One little thing makes me mad. One little thing. One thing. You've forgotten about the word. Do I read a scripture in the morning time when I get up? Or do I listen at 93.9? What kind of music do you put in your spirit? What kind of music do you put in your children's spirit? Early in the morning. See, Satan liked to work early in the morning just like God. Do your children get up listening to that rap? Do you get up listening to that rap? Do you get up listening to that bang, bang, boom, boom, bow, bow? You know what we do? We've given into the culture of the community because we think that it's cute. Look at our little child, you know. They know how to twist to the record. They know the name of Snoop. They all of them, they know the name of. But you take them in church and sing a song. In school, Charles, when I was in school, I don't care remember what grade I was in, but every morning I would wake up to Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 it was then, and it was Stop the Love You Save, I believe it was. And I sit in class one day and I sung it, because I would wake up in the morning, dun, 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 and I would jump up out of the bed off that record. And so after I would jump up out of the bed, I knew every word of that record because I listened to it religiously every morning. We had a DJ, his name was Sun Rose Rutledge, but his real name, his radio name was Gay Papa. And it was KOKA 1550. And he would get up in the morning and he would play that, and I'd jump straight up out of the bed. And when I jumped straight up out of the bed, man, I'd sing that whole song. So when I went to school that morning, I began to sing that song. And them children was telling me in the class, boy, you better be quiet, shut up. And so the teacher said, no, let him sing it. And I sung that song from one word all the way from start to end. And she says, now, you learn your lesson. As good as you know that song, you'll make it.
Here at Christian Love Baptist Church, we'd like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor, 98 Bolton Avenue.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has